Hello, my name's Malia and I'm reporting for B Radio Unplugged, and I'm here at the Boiler Room in Guildford, and I've just seen Steffi, and I'm here with
Johan
and
James.
How was your set, guys? It was really warm.
It was very hot. It was good fun though.
It was good, yeah. I think the heat brought something out of us.
Yeah. Maybe. Like survival.
Fight or flight kicked in.
Yeah.
And we chose fight.
Yeah. It
felt very fighty. So you guys, you're based in Guildford, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're here at the Boiler Room, mm-hmm. great Guildford venue, get some really amazing headliners, like yourselves last year, and quite frequently actually. So what does it mean to you to have a venue like the Boiler Room and be invited to play here?
I think it keeps somewhere interesting, I think, no matter where it is, especially somewhere where there's so little of this kind of thing, like Guildford, like you've got the old place, but having a venue which feels like a stopping point for the music scene as it travels around.
To the fact that touring bands come through here and it gives local musicians like us the chance to play. And
an opportunity to sort of be injected into that, which we mightn't otherwise get, you know, I think that's it's a big thing, and it's just great to have, I think, in the way things are at the moment, it's great to have anywhere which is focused around artistic stuff, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like since I've started coming to the Boiler Room, the calibre and the kinds of bands that you're getting is so impressive. I mean, to be fair, like, you see all the posters around and you're like, what the hell, they played the Boiler Room, that's so cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, why wasn't I there for it?
Yeah.
How would you describe your guys' sound?
Ooh. Noisy, alt-rock.
Punk.
Punk.
Yeah.
Fun.
We get post-punk a lot.
And art rock.
Yeah,
we get a whole load of stuff.
But it's hard to identify with a genre, I think, when you're the one making the music. Yeah. We're just making.
Yeah, we're a bit. It's hard for us to know.
We know it's noisy. But other than that, and after shows, you get, you know, some people say, oh, you guys must like Black Midi, and some people are like, you guys must like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah.
It's all different. They're normally a noisy band.
Yeah.
But every week it's different.
Yeah.
So. I don't know.
It's not really up to us.
Yeah. How would you describe that?
Well, I was actually thinking today that compared to the last time I saw you guys, it felt a lot more bluesy than...
There's definitely some in there. Yeah, we love classic rock stuff as well.
Yeah. Speaking of which, what would you say your biggest musical influences are?
Should we take it in turns?
Yes, sure.
Do you have one of those? Because I brought one for Sam, I remember.
You get
that. For me, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are a huge one.
You wearing a...
I am representing today.
A Welsh band called Super Furry Animals and the Gorkies. Everything from like Johnny Cash to Einstein Zender Neubauten and beyond.
I bring maybe a bit more of an electronic sound to the band, so...
experimental beaty stuff like Aphex Twin and things like that I really love. It doesn't necessarily come out in the music, but it does in some of the sounds I'm using. And Tom Waits, we love Tom Waits.
That's huge.
We listen to a lot in the house.
We have a picture of Tom Waits in our hallway to come into the house. In the
kind of, I think most people probably think it's something religious.
Like our granddad.
But it kind of is.
Yeah.
I should probably have asked, what's your role? What's your respective roles in the band?
They kind of, we recently figured out some administrative ones.
I was talking to Tom outside actually, and he brought up his list of who's who of the roles.
I think in general, though, we're all pretty, we're all really as essential for the direction of the thing. It feels like a mean influence rather than somebody's vision, you know.
Instruments wise, I play guitar and sing.
Yeah, got a bit meta with that.
But administratively.
Yeah.
So you use quite a lot of unconventional objects to create samples for your music, but also on stage. What's some of the weirdest things you've used, either in recording or... I feel like that's one of you, James.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've got a good one.
a percussion cage, which kept a drum kit in it. So like a big... You know, like at the supermarket, you see those cages full of stock.
Yeah.
Like one of those we used as a drum during Slaughterhouse Motion. I make synthesizers at home, so we have one that's in like a jam jar that reacts to light.
And touching screws.
And touching screws, yeah. It's kind of broken at the moment, and we need to fix it.
The Mickey Mouse pencil case, which we put a mic on, right? Is it Mickey Mouse?
It's Dennis the Menace.
Dennis the Menace.
It's a Dennis the Menace pencil case from my childhood, which has a speaker cone strapped to it, which can make some strange noises.
On leather as well, we, for some of the drums, worked with a great guy called Jake Murray, and so I think we also got a meat grinder for a while as a percussion instrument, but we used that placed in the corner of the room with this like periscope mic thing in it, and that was part of the room sound and that.
Yeah, lots of strange things.
Yeah,
we had a table that we used to carry around with us and hit.
And we've got the beater, which is a golf ball screwed onto a rolling pin that Fred's dad made.
Yes. So Jan hits a cowbell very hard during certain sections of the set.
And we break things.
We kept on breaking the things. So Ian Tyson built us a golf ball based
amazing
beater,
which has proved fairly indestructible.
Yeah. So it was the beater that kept on getting broken, not the cowbell.
Well, the cowbell's broken as well.
It looked pretty bent out. And you used a sort of like old school phone as well as a microphone. Yeah. And
that's a staple.
It creates like a really interesting sound, which I love, and I think like, I don't know, if for people that haven't seen you guys, it's like a surprise as soon as you get it out, and then you start, or if you're not looking that way and you hear the sound, you're like, whoa, what the hell? Like, that's so cool.
Yeah, I like looking at people's faces.
Yeah.
So why is it that you guys make music?
It's changed for me anyway with time. Once we started performing this kind of stuff, it became quite apparent that there's an opportunity to kind of get rid of like the space between you and the people you're playing to. And I think that for me is one of the most appealing things, is a sense of like connecting with people you just never met before.
Yeah.
You don't have a conversation, but you kind of do in another way, which sometimes can feel easier, I think, than actually having a conversation with people.
I think the current direction for the band partly came out of frustration of all being involved in musical projects that felt like you didn't get anything back from doing it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you put it out online or you do a few quiet gigs and that you're not getting something back in terms of...
You get quite a weird headspace. I hope it's on both sides for the audience as well, but it really feels like something kind of dissolves. And I think that's the real... For me at the moment, that's the real driving force, is that feeling, because it's quite liberating, really. You don't get that anywhere else.
We can see that in, like, viscerally on people's faces, it makes some sort of impact. Sometimes it's disgust, sometimes it's happiness, you know. And any of that is good.
But it does something.
That's better than just bored faces.
What we had before we started playing.
As a musician, you can grow sick of bored faces.
Yeah, plenty of.
Yeah, I feel like got and garnered a bit of a reputation for having quite like raucous, involved, almost crowd participation style sets. Do you think that has helped you progress? Do you think sort of word getting around about you've got to see this band, like the live show is so good, like that's helped?
I certainly hope so.
Probably. I think it gives something to talk about when they get home. You know, it's not they can say like, oh, we saw a band with a telephone, and we saw a band.
We also just, I think we really wanted to do that, to not really give the option of stopping and paying attention. If that does that, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard for us to tell because things move so slowly when you're beginning with music. But yeah, we hope so.
I feel like when I'm watching you guys, I can kind of see that. Like, I don't know whether you notice this, but you're almost like seeking it out, like almost like waiting until every single person's paying attention. And then when you've got them, you've got them.
I think that's definitely part of it.
Yeah.
Some people you can't, and you just have to let them fly.
Yeah.
Don't try and swing a net at a butterfly.
And that's fine, they probably wouldn't be into it anyway.
So last time I was here seeing you guys, it was when you were doing your launch night for Circle Leather.
Yeah.
What have you been doing since then? Catch us up.
Gigging.
We released another single in between as well called Holy Smokes with Ollie Middleton producing it, great guy.
Yeah, that's a fun one for us. Kind of just keeping the ball rolling, I think, is what we've been doing the shows and promoting the music and at the moment looking for management and stuff as well, you know, trying to penetrate that world, get a bit further on, get a bit of money back.
We enjoy playing live, so
that's the
it's
thing.
Kind
you
of the
tell, yeah.
The goal is always in some way to just sustain the fact that we can do it, you know, because if it all dried up, we would be sadder.
Yeah, definitely.
We'd be less happy.
Yeah.
So yeah.
if we have opportunities to play live, that's the goal.
So what's next, Sheffield?
World domination.
I mean, we're writing lots of new songs at the moment, so hopefully we played quite a fairly similar set for a while. So we're hoping to shift things up a little bit and learn from all the playing that we've done in the last year, you know, and put it into some
new tunes. And hopefully just more gigs. I think more gigs with people in them and hopefully more people. Just try and keep going, you know?
Keep
going. We have to do what we love doing.
Perfect. So where can people check you guys out?
Steppy Music on Instagram. Steppy on Spotify. It's S-H-T-E-P.
Well, all the streaming services.
Yeah, steppy.co.uk.
Website.
Those are all our things.
Yeah, there are things, I think.
Yeah, and come to a show.
The website isn't as good as the show. So.
Yeah.
I can vouch for that. Great website, but great. Cool, thanks, Boo.
Thank you, cheers.